Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Oh, it's Arrow time here on AfterBuzz TV. It is season 7, episode 5, The Demon. And we want to know, is Oliver tough enough?
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey!
We're getting you down. Gotta be hanging tough. Oliver, hanging tough. Is it, huh? Hangin' tough! Come on, Oliver! Yeah. We're rah!
Welcome to the 90s!
Y'all,
we are getting down.
I suggested that song for Ally Kona, and she just flipped her lid,
guys.
She was legit doing this a lot in elementary school.
To be honest,
school.
I don't know them very well. Oh. But I've heard this song, and enjoy it.
We're already starting this panel.
Okay. Welcome, all you youngins who do not know this song. I will educate you.
I know.
In the middle of this wonderful Arrow panel. Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show. You know the deal. I'm your host, Ally Kona Bradford, and I'm joined by some pretty amazing individuals that are going to say hello.
Hello, everyone. I am Olivia Di Bortoli, and I do know who they are. I just don't listen to them much. Continue. Mm-hmm.
I get it. My name is Matt Maher, two T's, two R's, and I know them oh so well. Oh, Jordan.
Yeah, don't.
Well.
So yes, and we're down one tonight, but she's here in spirit.
Yes. And of course, you know the deal, but if you're brand new, I'll explain it anyways, just because this side of the table belongs to you and only you. Because you're co-hosting the show with us. If you're joining us live, be sure to join us in the chat. Hashtag ABTVAir on all things social media. If you're watching this at a delayed moment, it's okay, boo. We still like your comments, tweets, Insta comments, I guess.
All of it.
So join in the chat. But before we do that, because I know you guys are typing away, you let me know what you thought about our opening song. And let me know who you hashtag love to hate.
Love to hate.
They're already in the chat about all the new kid, all the stuff.
Hey!
Oh,
and
boy.
Matt wearing a Marvel shirt. Wrong universe, but it's for a reason.
You know what? It's too soon. If you're out there, it's too soon.
I think it was Ivan.
Okay, he can say it. He's my husband.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's start. Kick it off. Who I love to hate.
Who I love to hate this week is Felicity.
What?
I'm sorry. Felicity angered me. I loved her. But she angered me. And I know we're going to talk about this more in the plot, so we don't need to go into deep dive in it now, but it just confirmed that Flat Stanley is in league with Diaz to me, because Felicity, why would you tell someone you've never met in your whole entire life that you have a lead on Diaz? This is season 7. Maybe a season 1, maybe a season 2 mistake, not season 7.
Rookie mistake, I agree.
It angered me. That's all.
But I loved Felicity this episode, and I fully am not with you on that.
But I hated her in that moment.
The who I love to hate is against you, and it's Flat Stanley.
Isn't he Little Stanley? When did he become Flat? He's Stuart Little.
I think I called him Emily and
Stuart Little.
I'm sorry.
It is Stuart Little.
It's Stuart Little. Whatever.
Flat Stan. But yeah, he's a manipulating, conniving little just turd, and I don't like him.
For a great actor. I like the actor a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, I just have to say to Matt's comment, I had to adjust my hair when you said that. I was like, I'm sorry, excuse me?
I got it. If you're, I had to leave. If you're listening to the podcast, I got a total double take. Like,
that's okay. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a scratch.
I'm probably going to get the same thing, too. But for the first 99.9% of this character's time on this episode, I did not like. I hashtag love to hate Talia. Because I was like, I'm so confused. What are you doing? She made up for it, but they did a really good job. They played me. Because I was like, Like, with the whole fight and the thing. And
I thought she was trying to kill him.
Yeah, yeah.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
They got me.
This hoe, it's already the first like 5 minutes and I'm calling people hoe. So what's going on in the chat?
In the chat, Planet, I'm just going to say Planet because I butchered your name last time and I got a lot of hate for it. Hated the guard.
Okay.
Yes. A lot of people are with Matt on the hating Felicity Black Magic. Ivan. Who else?
I love Ivan. He's great.
I don't know. And then Ivan says Talia Rock. So,
She did at the end.
She did at
you know,
the end.
She did at the awesome. End. I kind of wish, and we're going to get into this later, but why not have Talia be like last boring Oliver prison episode? Like, she was a great character. I kind of would have, let's had her like a 2 or 3 episode run in prison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, she's here. She's awesome. Bye, I'm escaping y'all. Bye.
Yeah.
And
like, oh, and we'll get into the escape.
Anyway, so we'll get into
that. I will say this. So this is the first time I actually like really enjoyed the prison scenes. Before, I was like, they're cool. It's whatever. And it's like its own show on its own. But today I was like, oh, okay, there's an actual story here that we're telling, and it's one where we do get to see old school Oliver, because before he was just being compliant Oliver and just whatever I got to do to A, get out, but B, not get into like too much trouble. Mm-hmm. It was weird. At least this time, like my favorite part actually this entire episode is when he's compliant. Dr. Parker says something and he's trying to like act all tough and be like, you know, prisoner 4587 or whatever. And Oliver's like, actually, my name is Oliver Queen. And I was like, he's back.
I love that you said that like a high school. But you're like, actually, my name is Oliver Queen.
He really was
like, I am Oliver Queen. He was like, so totally true. Different. But I still love, you made it your own. And I love it.
I do love that. Actually. No.
From Vegas. I was drunk. I literally got here from a plane. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to have like 2 hours to sleep.
Matt,
I lost all my
this?
Money. I don't know what's happening.
I literally... What was that?
Let's just move on.
Oh my God. I just had some drinks.
Okay.
Anyways, where were we?
I know I got a Matt Chill.
You don't
even need to look.
Chris Mo says Matt Chill.
Okay.
Haywood says Matt, go in the corner, please.
That's true. Let's talk about this.
Anyway,
let's talk about this prison stuff.
Thank you.
Prison was amazing this time. I agree with you fully. Usually I'm like super annoyed with it and I can't wait for him to get out, but like It was really good. And the fight scene.
Amazing.
That was one of the best Arrow fight scenes.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, with the two of them going down the hall with all the guards. I was like, this is one of the best fight scenes. And Beth Schwartz had tweeted out before saying, you know, this is going to be one of the best fight scenes. Like, we'll see. There have been some pretty good ones.
Right, right.
And it was amazing.
It was great for, not just Oliver. I mean, they really did have some cool Oliver stuff, but really good for Talia as well. Like, I love the thing where the guy walked by in the chain and Oliver just went like a horse and just it was really great. It was really great. Because it's also hard to, I mean, I'm talking about this like I'm a fight choreographer or stunt person.
Maybe you are.
You could be.
No,
you
by the way, Wonder Woman stunt, stunt woman Kitty passed away this week. She all knows Wonder Woman, so RIP to a great actor. But, that's hard to do in closed spaces like that. Mm-hmm. And it looked like it was filming. It wasn't like a big warehouse. It was like this tight hallway.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen, you know, Daredevil on Marvel does a really good job of that on Netflix. But I haven't seen that a lot on shows. So for them to do that, kudos to the fight choreography because that is hard to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ivan also said I love the Talia and Oliver bantering before the fight too. Like, I agree. I loved their connection that they were having throughout the scenes. Like, just the chemistry between the two of them was really
question,
good.
A question, if I may.
Answer.
Is she the demon?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I think she might be.
Because there was a demon of level two. Sorry, I'm scratching my armpit. just had an itch. I'm like a monkey.
It's going to be an interesting night, you guys.
Yeah. There's a demon of level two. And we're hearing all about the demon of and then now... Wait, he's back to level one. Is she the demon?
That's what I got. Hurt to me.
Yeah, like
she must be the demon. Then,
dude, I mean, call me gender not so horrific, but I was thinking it was a dude because the last demon was a guy, and I wasn't really thinking about the fact that got passed down.
Yeah, okay.
But I will say this, going and piggybacking off of my hashtag why I love to hate her so much is because she was hanging on so tightly to the fact that, like, you killed my dad, and I'm supposed to blah, blah, blah. You guys watched it. You know the tangent.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I was like, boo, you weren't there when they were on the snow-capped mountain in the middle of nowhere, and your daddy had two swords and was like, hi-ya, hi-ya, take one in the rib, and it's cool. Like, what would you do?
Yeah.
You just want him to lay down and take it? Like, your dad sort of provoked that one.
Everyone in the chat says, yes, she's the demon. Hi, Colin Prime. Welcome back.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Colin. Ivan Soto, everybody is saying, yes, she was the demon. That makes a lot of sense. Why didn't we think of that?
I'm going to look at it later. Someone subscribed to us last week and put it in the comments, and I forgot who she was, and I wanted to shout it out.
But you're
in my heart. I like the prison stuff a lot as well. And an interesting thing that I think they did here... this was such a Gotham Arkham Asylum storyline. This is such like, as somebody who's read some Batman comics, but also as someone who, I played all the Batman games on PS4, Arkham Asylum, Arkham Knight and all that. And that really is a lot of it is about kind of the corruptness of them using criminals as science experiments.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, totally stole that basically from Gotham and Batman lore, but at the same time, like, Arrow kind of started off like kind of copying but re-envisioning his character as like this Batman type, and I thought it worked really well. It almost felt like it's weird. It's like maybe they wanted it to be this way since Oliver was kind of forgetting and meandering who he was, but it felt like a return to form in the character for me of who Oliver is. And it just, I don't know, it just felt good, like a good hug or something.
No, it felt good. I agree.
So what do you guys think then? What's your take on? And I think, again, to me, it's just Oliver being Oliver, but him being on the side of, you know, Talia's like, we just got to get out of here. Like, I just need you to help me get out of here. And Oliver's going, well, what about all these other people that are being done wrong? And for her, they're the prisoners you put in here. You want to help them?
Yeah.
Do you think he's wrong? Do you think he's right? Etc.
I mean, I think that was just a very typical Oliver answer. You know,
that was a return to form thing to me, too, because Batman would have done that, too. Exactly. Oliver would have always done that.
And I feel like a lot of the show has a lot of Batman influences, but I think it's just obviously a very Oliver thing. That's obviously what he would have done.
Mm-hmm. He got everybody off the island.
Yeah.
You remember when he was going to explode? Like, that's Oliver.
And when she escaped and he was like, I'm going to stay behind, I was annoyed with it. You know,
because I was ready for Fugitive Oliver.
Yes.
I was ready for Fugitive Oliver.
Just be a fugitive. You know, just be a fugitive for once.
Because we've kind of actually never seen that. We've seen him like on an eye. We've seen him like in prison in these spaces he can't get out of. But that would be really cool to see Fugitive Oliver.
Right.
Well, I mean, I guess we did when he was the island. I don't know.
But I guess in the at the end of the day, it did work out for him because now he's back on level one or whatever, whatever the general population. And it might, like they said, it'll be easier for him to get out and then he could live a normal life with his family. So he was in the right,
but
I guess.
At the same time, listen, I'm really curious with those of you co-hosts at home, when this did take place during the show and Oliver said he was going to stay behind, how many of you went, what? Because I did one of those. That's all. I just want to know. Yeah. I'm curious. So if anyone was like, really well played, super smart, blah, blah, blah.
Branko says he was right. That's his thing. He will save everyone. And Colin Prime says he was right.
That's what it was annoying to me because I'm ready for him to be done. But when he said his reasoning, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Well, you have to.
I get it.
I get it, too.
Because you're Oliver.
I get it, too.
Look, I get that. But at the same time, you just caused all this ruckus, not knowing that Felicity had this information going on that could get you back up to level one. You could have very well gotten yourself in deeper doo-doo.
True.
And she got away, and that's cool, but you could have received the butt end of a whole lot more torture. First of all, when all those guys
really wanted to make a prison joke when you said the butt end of all that torture. Sorry.
When sex is not funny.
Oh, my God.
It's not. I'm sorry, it's not.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm just going to leave.
No. You should go. Remember our last season with the two, the two finger thing?
Sorry.
Back anyway.
I don't even know.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. I'm sorry. But yes, I think.
Just the fact that like it may have not been a smart move. If he didn't know that all these other things are working for him?
No, he's kind of working blindly.
Yeah, because all those people came, and realistically, if you had 10 guards surrounding you, that's a guesstimate, but if there's like 10 of them with sticks, like beaten, first of all, is that legal? Not that anything else was going down.
Nothing was legal in there.
But still, I was like, how are you not bleeding?
Yeah.
If anybody in the chat has been in prison, I would legitimately like to know. What? I don't know your life. I don't know your life.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
But, okay. Like, do they really only call you, like, I feel like every time they say prisoner, whatever, 24601, yeah, whatever. Sorry, I'm talking Les Mis because I'm a theater queen. but that's what his number is in Les Mis.
It's true, it is.
But I feel like you should take a shot, like, because they say it so much. I'm like, do they really do that in prison?
I think because they just call you by, like, Mar,
but
hey.
Yeah,
that's or like what, by that's your last name.
Yeah. And I'm like, so that's something I kind of wish they would drop. It takes me out of it. It feels a little theatrical when they're like, prisoner 247. I'm like, just say queen. But I get it. They're trying to get into a racist stuff. That's the only negative thing I had about the prison thing. It just, I know that sounds nitpicky, but the writing was so good, I think, for the most of this episode. Those little moments, I was like, feels fake.
Well.
Yeah.
I think the only time it worked, really, like, it really did work was the time that Parker did say, right, prisoner for blah, blah, blah. And he was like, my name is blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Then it worked.
So remember how I said, like, earlier you have those moments where you don't want it to happen. You're like, oh, you're right. That's just what happened. Like, you're right. Okay. Now I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Made sense.
All right.
Made sense.
Awesome. Talk to me. Tell
okay,
me.
Sure. Okay. Also, After Buzzers, y'all, if you're still here at this point, I mean, wow. I'm sorry.
Bless your heart.
Bless your
heart
if you're still here. But AfterBuzzers, our network, we produce after shows for really kind of all your favorite television shows from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's really no other network, Sugars, that works harder for our television fans. There's just not. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our shows in the YouTube channels by subscribing to our channel, AfterBuzz. YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. So your whatever, sci-fi, fan, again, we don't know your life. Whatever you want to subscribe to it, and it'll help AfterBuzz and us grow. And if you're worried about little notifications, because because they drive me crazy. Don't worry. You can tone theirs off. You can set them to do whatever. Again, learn how to do it, and you can set it to for yourself. So hit the subscribe button. I never know where it is.
It's underneath.
So hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels. I promise we're going to read the rest of the comments, and the person that subscribed last week, we're going to shout you out. And for the rest of you that subscribe, put, hey, I subscribed, and we will give you a shout out during the show. And thank you for being the best fans that we could ever have and making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Sticking with us, even through the Joker laughing over here.
Amen.
Before we move on to the next topic, everyone's talking about, are we going to see Talia more the rest of this season?
Man, I hope so. I like it. Me too.
You know what I wrote in my notes?
Good question, Chatters. We didn't even talk about that. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, when I wrote in my notes after, well, first of all, after she was like, hello, hiya, hiya, whoop-da! Yeah. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast, I just stabbed the air.
She did.
She did. It was good.
Either way, and she's like, vanish, wah. And then I thought to myself, ooh, you would be a good flashback. Because she talked about the fact that, or actually Oliver said, you know, I was once your student and it took this undeniable trust. We need to gain that again. And I'm like, oh, I would love to see you guys go there versus the flash forwards, which we didn't have this episode. So again, not very consistent with these flash forwards, but.
Yeah, it's like they have them one episode and then they don't have them the next episode. Oh, apparently, the new subscriber from last week that we keep forgetting is the Queen of Regal.
I'm a queen, so how could I forget that? The Queen of Regal, thank you for subscribing.
What a great name.
That is a great name.
That is a good name. Anyways,
wow.
Trademark that.
You know, trademark. I make names like I love Doritos for my YouTube thing. Like, I'm an idiot. All right. But no, this is a great... Now... Whoever said that in the chat, I love you and I hate you, because now that's all I want is Talia to like come back home. Because again, it really is, I don't know. I think I'm so kind of just over the Diaz thing and he's not really a bad to me. Whereas the League of Assassins, that's rooted in something so deep and real that's affected so much of Oliver, or just the Queen's family, life.
Right.
So when that comes into play, I'm like, oh, it's like, let's get deep.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like how your voice got deep.
It did get deep.
I could have said, let's get deep. But which it would have not worked at all.
Oh, goodness. Don't laugh again.
You know, I once took a voiceover class and I did this, like, they're like, do an evil character. And I had to do, like, this laugh. And the guy was like, Mark Hamill much? I was like, what do you mean? He was like, that sounds like the Joker, and it's weird.
Everyone in the chat says it's definitely the Joker.
Oh, I'm taking a voiceover class. I'm trying to get an animation.
All
right, let's keep going.
You mentioned Diaz, and just really quickly, I want to touch on the fact that they showed him with Anatoly, and I was like, whoa, that's like left field.
That's so left field.
I do not want him to die. He is one of my favorite characters.
I love him.
I do like him. That was really good, actually.
Thank you. I love him. Again, he's somebody grounded in Oliver's roots, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
had a little bit of a fart
I had... had a couple of gin tonics this morning.
I love Anatoly. He's always been one of my favorite characters, even when he was like not a good guy and he was a good guy. Now, you know, and when I saw him, I hope that Diaz didn't kill him. He probably will.
He looked a little on his way in that direction.
He looked on his way out, but I think we're going to see more of what happened there.
Speaking
maybe next week.
Of on your way out, Mr. Terrific was on his way out. Yes. Yeah,
nailed it.
Nice transition.
Yeah, okay. Nice transition.
So,
one of my favorite characters.
But it was nice to see a little bit more of him. I knew he was smart. Did not know he had that many PhDs.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
Thank you, because I know this because I've read comics about him. And that's been, because Linda, I believe. Linda.
Yes, Linda.
Hi, Linda. All right. I almost said RIP. Linda's not dead, y'all. She's just doing other things. Linda Antwi, we love you.
Yes.
But she and I talked a lot about how, I mean, Mr. Terrific is, like, smarter than Batman.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is legit. And he's a decathlon. Like, he is called Mr. Terrific. He's, like, probably in the DC universe, like, top 10 of all most kind of most prolific superheroes. So I feel like it's such a downplay of that. And I the thing that I got about that, because I wrote a big thing, I was like, yes, and underline it. I'm hoping, like, maybe... Well, I would love to see kind of if Mr. Griffith kind of has been doubting himself or scared that this gives a reboot, and we actually see a badass, like, capable Mr. Terrific. Because honestly, the fight scene that we saw, you know what I wanted the fight scene for Mr. Terrific to be? I thought it was cool that there was a gun, I guess, but I wanted it to be like, which is the best scene to me of the whole Justice League film, is the Wonder Woman scene where she walks in there, spoiler alert, and there's like the bomb, and she like beats up and deflects things and like fights everyone in like 5 seconds and unarms a bomb.
Yeah.
That's more what I wanted to see from Mr. Terrific, because that is the type of superhero he is. The gun thing was cool, but like maybe that in addition to him like jumping around kicking ass.
I agree. Even in these, like even in this episode where they were trying to like build him back up and have him be Mr. Terrific, I feel like it wasn't even that terrific. You know,
is this the first time they called him Mr. Terrific, by the way?
No. A bunch of times. Season.
Okay. What were you going to say, Alika?
Well, no, I don't want to cut.
No, that's what I thought. I'm going to say,
that said, with that description of Mr. Terrific being all these things and you saying that they downplay him a lot, I feel like some of his intelligence is getting masked by the goofiness. And I do like the humor in that he's a little bit socially awkward. Mm. He's very much the male counterpart of Felicity in terms of the way his demeanor is. But I would never, like, I understand the way the character is presented on Arrow, that he's very computer smart.
Yes.
We see da-da-da-da. We see inventions, this and that and the third. But as far as the 14 PhDs, it can't be all in computers.
It's, and languages. It, he speaks like six languages.
So how did we wait this long to, A, find this out, B, only get a few lines in French? Like, I feel if he's that terrific, as you said, it's definitely not.
Yeah.
Unless this is just the beginning for, it, this is still the evolution of him becoming and owning who he is. So maybe that's why.
But this has been our issue since the beginning. Even, because people know who Mr. Terrific is. People who read the comics, even people in Arrow know who Mr. Terrific is. And even in the beginning, like last season when we first saw him, that has been our major issue, has been like, you know, he's not up to par as what he can be.
Right.
And then this episode just showed that even more. Like, he can do so much more. And they talked about the 14 PhDs, but we've kind of known that he's done all of these things. And he has all, and, like, speaks all of these languages. So I just want them to do so much more with him, and it's frustrating that they don't.
Well, say with all those PhDs too, I'd love to hear reference. Not like, well, according to my psychology, not like that, but just meaning if you have all these different areas of knowledge, being able to utilize that instead of just knowledge of computer, but let's just say, this is like far right and left field, but let's just say one of those PhDs is in like paleontology.
Yeah.
Randomly, you can find some stuff and be like, well, you know, let me dust this bone off and it's a clue. Yeah. But just something to show different facets of what he's capable of doing, because then he just becomes this all around person that you can go to for everything.
Yeah. Some people in the chat, my1023, interesting, says, too many characters on Arrow. If you can't do them justice, stop bringing them on the show. Which is true. Like, you're giving these people short periods of time, and you can't really dive into them as much. Maybe that's why they can't really, like, go into it too much. I don't know.
I agree. My1023. I just butchered that. 102. Mine, 102.
It's, I think, my1023. I think it's a 1023. Radio
because that's I just thought we were talking, and I had to, like, not let myself drift off, but I was thinking, and I know this is really deep, dark. So, words, y'all, words. But I kind of thought, what if, like, the reboot of Arrow is, like, a lot of people, like, died or left? And I kind of thought, how much cooler, honestly, would Arrow be if it was, like, obviously Arrow and Felicity, they're, like, husband and wife, but what if there was only, like, two other people helping Oliver do stuff? It kind of made me excited. Like, what if it was just Curtis and then, like, maybe Rags?
We love Rags.
But you know what I mean? But I did think, and I totally agree. It's just, there's just too much. I mean, it's a little better that they're basically doing the not the Black Canaries. They're basically doing the three women, Oracle, Batgirl, Black Canary. They're basically doing Birds of Prey. I feel like they're doing that in the Team Felicity thing. And I like that because it's giving them like a group. So it's not like we can tell one storyline more compartmentalized. But yeah, it's just...
But then again, it's...
I don't know. It's a lot.
22 episodes per season. Like, that's a lot. If you just have three main characters, like, what are you going to do with these three characters or four
characters?
That's true.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's a hard
Everybody keeps changing my mind. You're right. Right.
Well, I do want to talk about Felicity and Laurel and the dynamic between the two of them and the learning of empathy in the pizza date, which is really cute to me.
Cute.
But anyway, that, and then also obviously bringing Dinah into the mix and her still being like, like, she's still obviously not a fan, clearly. But the three of them, when they work together, like, good things happen. Yeah. So, anyhow, I really enjoyed the scenes
between them. I thought it was really cute between them. And I like that they are finally getting along. I like that... I know that I wasn't Team New Laurel, but I'm kind of coming around to her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's okay. You know, we'll see how long this, like, friendship lasts. I guess, what else can she do? I mean, if she's staying on this, like, straight and narrow, what else can she do to mess it up? But I'm liking the three girls together, even though Dinah's, still not really on board.
You know, it... You know what? I learned in this episode one of the things why I don't like Dinah. It's not the actress. It's the writing of her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they always... Pardon me. I feel like they always want to make her kind of the last person to get on the bandwagon, or either like the renegade. But this made no sense to me, her character, a lot, where they had to kind of convince her to help them. Because with Diggle, she was all about all of her sacrifice. She's been so like almost loyal to Oliver.
Yeah. Right.
So I think it's like in improv, when you study improv, it's like you get way more if, like, if you start a scene and the person says, let's go to the store, and the other person says,
yes,
no. Yeah. But if the other person says, yes, let's go to the store and rob it, then you, like, have a scene. And I felt like that there could have been so much more fun play of the three of them if they were all kind of, like, just jumped into it.
Yes.
Let's get done with the BS of, like, trying to convince Dinah. What if she was just like, oh, yeah, let's do this. And, like, she totally started just, like, doing. I would have been like, yes!
Well, yes.
Call me Beth Schwartz. I'll write this.
That was true. That I am on board with that. A lot of people in the chat still can't, My1023 again says, still can't stand Dinah. Chris Moe said, Laurel and Felicity was boring this episode.
Aww, I like them.
Matt Munoz said, them killing off Laurel was the dumbest decision.
Agreed. I agree with that.
And then Ivan said, I love Laurel. Only her.
Right.
Oh.
Well, you know what? It's a bummer that they killed her off, but honestly, I liked her but didn't like her when she was around, only because I was a little annoyed by her as far as, like, the timeline of her actually training and becoming good, and she sucked, and then all of a sudden she could, like, do stuff, it just didn't make sense. But I do like the new version of her becoming, not, like, in a stalker weird way, I'm trying to become Laurel, but just trying to do right by Quentin, who... Yeah. Now is no longer with us, but at the same time really believed in her, so she's going to carry that on.
That's true.
And she's trying, and I think that's an interesting character arc too, to see this person go from dark Laurel, acknowledging that she had endured a lot of pain and loss in her world, and now she's going to try and step into this world and acclimate.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I want her to die.
Oh, okay.
I honestly...
Tell us how you really feel, Matt.
Alec Helen just threw a coaster at me.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I feel like going back to what my 102.3 FM, sorry, I don't
it's
remember.
Not an FM.
Yeah, but sorry.
Continue.
I think she's just totally wasted. I think the writers, I think they love Katie Cassidy. She's a fantastic actress.
Yeah.
They really like having her on. And you can tell in shows when it's like, I've noticed this in Riverdale a lot. You can tell when they really like an actor and they get a lot, and when writers get it well, because then they start writing for them more and have included them more. And I bet if you see her on set, she's probably somebody that people really like and the writers like, because they have written for her so much. But honestly, they kind of, I mean, in the South, we don't say crap, but they kind of crap the bed. With, I think, that character by killing her off, and they realized that was a mistake.
So
they brought on a new Black Canary who, honestly, if you're going to make Dinah the Black Canary, make her the Black Canary. Instead, we have two Black Canaries
right now.
Which is weird.
Jinx.
I know, Jinx.
Yomioko.
And going back to what I said, like, this is such a way to kind of thin out her characters. Like, honestly, the more I think about it, I want it to be like Oliver. I want it to be like Red Arrow, whoever that is. And I want it to be like one Black Canary. And I think from that, they could have other relationships and that could be a show.
Or what about Sarah Lance?
No.
Sarah Lance is the Black Canary still in my... But she's on that not good show.
Honestly.
Sorry, it's not good.
That's okay.
It's not good right now. It's not good.
At least he's being honest. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is, I really thought it was a strange choice anyhow when they brought in Dinah as another canary. I'm like, that's the third canary we've had.
Too soon. Like, we have too many.
It's too many canaries.
It's like, just give her a whole new persona. Yeah. And then adding the name Dinah when, isn't Laurel's mom's name also Dinah? Yes. So we're all we're trying to figure out who's going to be,
She's Dinah Drake or whatever.
Right. And then I was like, this is weird. Just make her, make her somebody else.
Yeah. And then, and like, people aren't really, like, connecting with her a lot. The whole Dinah thing is weird.
I honestly wish, especially now that people realize, oh, women are just as marketable or sometimes even more than men.
Right.
I would love it if they kind of took all Black Canaries off of the show. And I think Black Canary could stand on her her own show.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be fantastic. Yeah. Or I'm sure they're going to be doing, if they haven't thought about doing a Birds of Prey reboot, that I think they are.
There's a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie that's being worked on right
now. Oh, it is a movie. It is a movie.
And then also Black Magic says, now we know Zoe's going to be a canary too. That's right. They showed Zoe is going to be a canary. It's like, come on.
Let's find something else.
Now I'm more angry.
Flip the table.
Yes. We have lots of news, lots of gossip. We obviously have to get into predictions. So I say we'll just head in that direction
now. Yep, let's
fancy
do
music,
it.
Fancy lights, news. Is that for news? Just kidding.
And I'm TV news.
Okay, so really quick, I'm going to let you take this over.
Okay.
We typically do Archer's Alley. Tonight we decided to nix it just for tonight because obviously we do have to pay respect where it is deserved. It is not DC. But that's okay. Yeah. Go for it.
I mean, everyone has heard the news today. The legendary Stan Lee has died at the age of 95. He is, obviously, we're not DC. You know, it's not DC, it's Marvel. But, you know, he created so many comics. He's a pioneer for all of these things, for the things that we're here talking about. So I thought it would be a really important thing for, you know, us to talk about him, some show some photos about, you know, Stan Lee. What a great guy he was, 95 years old.
Well, and he pushed, I think, DC Comics to even, honestly, we wouldn't have the Arrow right now in the form that it's in right now if it wasn't for Stan Lee.
Yeah.
I guarantee that because he is the first kind of person who took comic books. If you nobody's listened or watched Robert Kirkland, the guy who did Walking Dead, he has a series, I think it was on CNN, all about like a retrospective comics. It's like 6 episodes. It's fantastic. And one of them a lot is about Stan Lee. And he humanized comic book characters instead of them making them like, I'm Green Arrow Man.
Yeah.
Making the Arrow. So, I mean, literally, you could pinpoint the lineage of this show that we're watching here to Stan Lee.
Yeah, he created all of it. And, you know, this last photo that was up was,
look at you,
me interviewing him.
Look at you shaking Stan Lee's hand.
I know. He was my very first.
Touch that hand.
He was my very first big interview. As people don't know or don't know, I do entertainment news and I interview celebrities. And he was one of my first big ones. And he was one of the kindest people I've ever met. They say like don't meet your heroes, but I feel like that's not the case in this case. He was courteous and he was kind and he was funny and engaging. And you know, he was, I don't know, already probably 92 at this point, and he was just like all there. And you know, he was just a great guy. So. Stan Lee.
He will be missed.
Yes, he will be very
You know,
missed.
Another thing that's also important, I just saw this little blurb I wanted to read, is that they asked, well, first of all, Stan Lee was also a veteran, so happy Veterans Day to people out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you've served the military or your family, we love you and appreciate you what the freedom that you give us. Stan Lee was a World War II veteran, actually. So that's important to know. But also, he was asked once what his favorite superpower would be.
Yeah.
Because he never would say he had a favorite superhero. He said, when I was writing the superhero, when I was writing Superman, he was my favorite. When I was writing Black Panther, he was my favorite. But as far as a superpower, he said, I would want to have a superhero called Love Man. And if somebody could make love instead of hate throughout the world, then I would say that's the greatest superhero of all time.
Yeah. He's literally the most amazing man. There's a video playing of, you know, things that he's done and all the cameos that he puts himself in all
every
the films,
Marvel
which is
movie.
So cool.
It's so cool, and he's just, his personality comes off on screen every time, and every time you see a cameo in one of his films, the whole theater claps. So he was just a great guy. So
really, really great guy. So rest in peace, Stan Lee. Thank you for inspiring us all to be heroes.
Yay.
Yes.
Aww.
And that's why. Well, because y'all, I went to Vegas. I packed like 3 days ago. I just thought, oh, it's Veterans Day. I don't wear my Captain America shirt a lot. And that's, literally I put this shirt on today and then like got five texts that Stanley died. And I was like, whoa. And then I thought, well, yeah, I'm wearing this shirt tonight.
Yeah, you're wearing.
So there you go.
Even though you wore it in Vegas. And probably dirty.
Yeah.
It's a little dirty.
All right. Well. Oh, boy.
Don't give me.
I don't want to know. I was joking, but maybe I was tearing.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, that's my cue. Let's get into news about Arrow, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So if you guys did not know, Mr. David Ramsey is going to be making his directorial debut. I believe it is.
Awesome.
It's going to be episode 11. And there's a picture. It's a little bit dark, but on the bottom, it's actually David Ramsey taking a picture of that sign.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And so, anyhow, I think that's really cool. I love when shows give actors the opportunity to step behind the camera as well, if it's something that they desire to do. Obviously, you're learning a lot when you're on set, but to be able to hands-on with the team that you've already worked with and trust, it's really nice to see people do that. So that's our picture number one. Now, going into the next thing, if you haven't heard already, I'm sure you have, to all of you who are John Barrowman fans, he's coming back.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. What? They were saying in the chat,
too.
Oh,
I love it so much.
P.S. That's a GLAAD shirt, by the way.
I want that shirt.
Isn't it really cute?
It's a rainbow. For our podcast, it's a rainbow Superman shirt.
Yes.
It's really good.
Someone send it to me.
Okay. Well,
I'll buy it.
Demanding Christmas gifts already.
Yeah.
Jeez. But anyhow, the point is he's coming back. Now, what I hope is that it's not one of those where they teased last time when Roy was supposed to come back. And what was it, last season or the season before? And it was like his shadow or silhouette. And then we're like, I thought he was coming back.
Yeah.
So this one, I hope we actually get to see a good amount of him and not like 2 seconds.
I think we will. Yeah.
Now, for those of you who want to live a posh lifestyle like Katie Cassidy, or maybe just live in her house, it's now up for rent to lease. It's only $14,000 a month.
Jeez.
No big. So this is part of it. And then we have a series of pictures. We'll just have them play as I'm talking. But basically, it's just a little inside peek into her home in Encino. It's quite fabulous.
It's like a mid-century modern for you podcasters that are listening. Mm. Oh, it's really pretty. That's a big kitchen, big island.
Lots of wood.
Yes.
I like those pendant lights.
Oh, but this is her closet.
Oh, my gosh. Her closet has a computer in it.
It reminds me of, like, in Clueless when she goes to the computer and chooses her outfits and then it, like, magically appears on her. That's what I want forever in my life.
That's funny. I thought that same thing, too, when I saw that picture. The pool. The fabulous pool.
I could get some sun there.
Yeah. Again, folks, only $14,000 a month.
You get right on it.
And a beautiful fireplace. It's nice and cozy. And then I think the only other thing... Oh, now this, if you guys did not know, first of all, we were talking about Juliana Harkavy, well, her character. But when you look at her, I always thought she was somewhere in her mid-30s. Like, they play her up to me to be very old and very mature. And when I say old, not like haggard, I just mean she looks the way she carries herself is like very mature, and even like the way they style her hair, I don't know, I feel like they don't do her justice with the clothes they put on her.
Yeah,
because last week we saw the pictures of her with her little six pack and I was like, really?
I was like, hey.
Yeah, so I was on YouTube and I didn't realize, if you look at that picture, she's a YouTuber before she was doing Arrow, and she even has some videos about this year, guys, I feel like it's gonna be a good year, pilot season. And it clearly was. But I have some videos of her actual YouTube videos. And I was like, whoa, this is so crazy.
What?
And for those of you who have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you're probably still racking your brain about what to get them.
She's so, look how she's talking. So different.
That's so weird.
It was honestly the best gift that I ever got my boyfriend. He absolutely loved it.
This is a totally different person.
Yeah.
It's a coupon book.
I mean, good on her then to be transformed into that.
Right. Right. But that was so cute. She's teaching people how to make coupon books for Valentine's Day.
Oh my god.
She looks so wholesome and like she looks like Snow White. Let's go to our next for sure. But it's just crazy because she just, like I said, she talks so differently on the show. Yeah. Like she's just so, and maybe that's just a tribute to her and her character, but so grounded and her voice is
now she's
depth.
Just doing the dance the from.
Listen, from Pitch Perfect.
I mean.
Hey.
Oh, wow, she can sing. People do anything and make a video, though. Really? Why? I mean, I guess that's interesting, but...
It's also very poorly lit.
Like, I mean, look, y'all, this was like 5 years ago. Some of these are from like 8 years ago. There's one more video that I have left, and I just thought it was funny. Because I'm like, she's obviously...
I came from my... I found it.
She's just doing an acting scene?
I can't play without my... I sound like bull crap without my hat on.
Nobody says bull crap.
Oh, hey, y'all!
Matt's this very offended.
A little. I don't understand what's happening. Okay, Allie Kona went into a deep dive. This is...
What?
Okay.
Should we go?
No, she's going into Matt laugh now. Okay, Allie Cody needs to chill.
What is this?
You know what? This actually makes me think she's got to be so fun and weird and laugh. Now I want to hang out because she's so serious.
That's what I'm saying.
But what a deep rabbit hole you are in.
Wow, that was...
Like, what?
You went in a deep dive. I respect that. I respect that a lot.
Just look for her channel, y'all. Jules and Cakes.
Wow, I kind of want to follow her now.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Last thing we have. We saw it in the episode tonight. This is the first official trailer for the crossover. Let's watch.
Cakes are perfect this time.
His face.
Babe, are you okay? What's wrong? I love you.
What? Dun, dun, dun. Right? That's dun, so dun, dun. Weird. I can't believe they kissed.
And you know they're probably on like Flash next week going to show like a preview of what Barry's going through.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I'm sure they're going to do it during...
He's going to be like in jail or something.
What's supposed to happen? Do we know what's going on with Supergirl?
No.
In the crossover? We don't. I mean, she's in it.
We've only seen the two of them.
She's in it, though, but we just don't know what and how. Oh, I think she might be Dark Supergirl. I think that's it, actually.
I don't know.
Someone in the chat is going to school me on this, because I should know it.
Well, you gotta chill, Allie Cona. So all right.
Okay. What? Chill, Allie Cona.
I gotta chill.
Yay. I don't think we're ever gonna chill Olivia because she's too cool.
No. I've gotten many a chills.
Oh, yeah, you did one. Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You did.
Remember?
Respect.
Well, let's get in some quick predictions. I'm gonna start really fast.
Please do.
Go. And just say, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Great.
Okay, so we got like a mishmash of things, right? And those little montages are always misleading, but I will say we saw that Laurel is going to be trying to use this whole USB disk and all this information to try to get Oliver out of jail. And then we saw Oliver be like, I don't know what he said verbatim, but basically it was like, stop doing what you're doing to Laurel. And I was like, huh? So my prediction is you're being a butthole. That's what my prediction is.
That's a good prediction. My prediction is going to be the same as last week, that we're going to see more of the new Arrow next episode, and it's a girl, and it's going to be Emiko. That's my prediction.
Okay. My prediction is going to be that I think Talia's going to be back.
Okay.
It's a little bit of wishful thinking, but that's my prediction. What about the chat?
Captain Shock says, my prediction is that the information that Oliver got from the computer could end up in getting Oliver out of jail. My prediction from Nate says, Matt is going to paint the town red tonight. No chill. And then Cullen Prime says, I still predict that the new Green Arrow is a female. Same, bro.
That's what I want.
Oh, same. Nice.
Women are the future!
Yes, we are! Because we're hanging
top. Yeah, that's what we are. We're hanging top.
I don't even know what that is.
Hanging top. Okay, so anyhow, let me adjust myself really quick. That sounded so bad. Okay, hi. We are going to say thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For putting up with all our cuckoo-ness. We had so much
It was a good
fun.
Episode. It made us excited. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yes. Hey!
Yeah, we got a callback to that music. We got a callback. Oh, wow. There is dancing. Wow. If you're listening to the podcast, you might want to You might want to look up this video when you get out of your car.
Or just not, you know.
Or just not. Okay, someone's doing a video. Okay.
What is she? Is she twerking?
All right.
No, not even close.
Oh, wow.
All right, you'll have to Google that one. Anyhow, thank you guys so much for joining us. We had so much fun. Be sure to follow us on all social media. I am at yours truly, Ellie Kona, on both Instagram and Twitter, usually more on Instagram. Also, I'm at AllieKonaBradford.com. If you guys just want to be nosy poke around, you can do that too.
Go deep in the rabbit hole that she went through.
Yeah, like she did. Yeah.
I'm Olivia Di Bortoli. I'm at Olivia Di Bortoli on Twitter and Instagram. Hit me up. And I'm also going to be all over these comments, and I'm on the chat. So always, you know, shout me out in here. I'll try to say stuff.
Try to say stuff because you will. I'm at Mar, M-A-T-T, two R's, M-A-R-R. You can go to mattmar.tv. You can also find that we're doing, tomorrow there's going to be a gay kiss on Riverdale's, and on a Rivermail podcast, we're going to talk about it. So Rivermail's, and also we just announced Sabrina is going to do a Christmas episode. So listen to my podcast called Bitchcraft and catch up before the Christmas episode, y'all.
Yay!
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.